Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Rent of Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours doing free, nonstop psychic readings for the listening audience. Free calls, free readings. It don't get no better than that here at BBS Radio, folks. Get your pen and paper out. I'll give you the toll-free numbers in the USA and Canada. I believe Canada is up and running. Just give it a shot. There's been some problems with it, and it may be back online. So toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you got a plan, you can dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. We got an interesting show today. I'm going to bring on as a guest today Georgette Isaacs. She's a psychic and a reader, and she'll be sharing the phone with me today, tag-teaming and reading the callers. So there's going to be plenty of readings for everybody, more than ever, nonstop, the whole 2 hours. I believe I have a call, so I'll take the call so I don't have that person waiting.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Just fine.
What's your first name?
Michelle. It's Michelle from North Carolina.
Michelle, North Carolina?
Right.
Okay, how are we sounding out there, Michelle?
You sound good.
Okay, was there a little technical difficulty in the beginning, right?
Yeah, I heard it. All going on.
Okay, and everything is going now. Everything is going good now.
It sounds like God got a hold of it.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yep.
God got a hold of it.
He knew I needed a reading.
Yeah. The devil made me do it, but God's going to get a hold of it.
I think so. He knows.
All right. The power of spirit. It's awesome. There's going to be a lot of spirit here today, I hope. I know. I feel. Michelle, you heard me read before, so let me just jump into your reading, see what we have
okay.
for you.
Okay.
All right. Right off the bat, I'm going through the female presence and spirit around you. It's kind of overwhelming in a way, a mother or grandmother.
It's my mother. She passed away in August.
Oh, okay. Very strong with you.
Yeah, I've been having a lot of dreams about her lately.
Oh, she's all around you. She's waving and flowers and petting a cat. I don't know if she had a cat over there with her or...
Yep.
What's that? What'd you say?
She did. She had lots of animals, but she always had cats and dogs. And
yeah, she's holding a cat and petting it. She's with you through these times. She must know you're going through some difficulties or you're... I really feel like it's going to be in a dream and thoughts, and she's been on your mind, and she wants you to know she's feeling that, and she's with you.
Okay.
It feels like she's worried about your finances, it seems like.
Oh, yes.
She's watching over the money, and I'm hearing the money.
But, yeah, it's bad right now.
It seems like that's what you're hoping I go to, or...
Yep.
Or what the issues at hand are. I feel like there's Robin Peter to pay Paul type thing going on, and juggling things and some difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing to tell you from Spirit. Spirit's yelling, don't give up, don't give up. Tell her, don't give up. Things are bad now, but don't give up, because you're right on the verge of things picking up for you. I'm hearing Spirit say there's going to be growth and achievement and advancement. Things are going to move forward for you, but it's going to take a while. Give it until like the beginning of September.
Okay.
Tight time frame with this, and you're going to see, I believe, an increase in at least work anyway. That's for sure. I feel like there'll be business and work. So yeah, I don't know if it's overtime, more jobs, or... customers, whatever the situation may be, but there's definitely an increase.
Maybe I'm going to get a job.
I wouldn't rule that out, especially if you're looking and thinking. It's there.
Well, I've been thinking.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm feeling. That's why I'm throwing that in, so you can throw that into it, too.
Okay.
But I don't think it's going to... It's probably got like another 30 days, probably. I don't know what your time frame has been or your thoughts, but I feel... Don't panic if it's not between now and, say, the beginning of September.
Okay.
Okay, because it seems like you'll have more luck looking and finding and getting something around the beginning of September.
That's probably right, because I've got a five-year-old that starts kindergarten at the end of this month.
That's, you just took that off the tip of my tongue. There's, like, too many things right now demanding on you. And it wouldn't be a good time to do it now. It would get frustrating and become a burden.
Right. So, I got to make sure that I've got a place for her, you know, after school and everything.
Right. So that's the advice I'm getting. Pretty much leave everything just the way it is and do the best you can. And then in September, put your plan into action. Look for a job, get one. It seems like it'll be a very good time to do that.
Okay.
And you're going to be secure. You're okay now, and you're going to be secure, I'm hearing from Spirit. They just keep pushing that to you, so don't panic. And you're definitely going to find what you need and be better off now. I'm better off in September than you are now, so just keep
okay.
that. And put your plan together and put it into action by the beginning of September.
Okay?
Okay.
Do you see me selling my house?
Good question. Let me just focus on that. And, not before the fall.
Okay.
Not before the fall. I would look for it and really push it more again in the fall after September.
Okay.
I don't know how soon you wanted to sell. Is it up now?
Well, I haven't put it up for sale yet, but I've been thinking about it. Because it seems like bills are just piling up to the point that when you start getting to the point where you don't have no lights and stuff, it gets bad.
Right. I would. I don't see it happening before the fall anyway, but I wouldn't rule it out.
Okay.
And it's something I would want to read later on down the road, like in September, you know?
Okay.
I would want to touch on a question like that for you. I would be able to elaborate more on it. I'm getting a better half coming through, too. Some good things coming for him. So your better half also is going to be doing a little better as within the next 30 days as time unfolds here.
Okay.
So you got some good things coming from that part of your... of your realm, too. Not only for you, but you're a better half or a partner. I don't know if it's hubby or boyfriend, but there's a team thing going on here. And just overall feeling, Michelle, to do the best you can and use this time to put a plan together.
Okay.
Where you're going to go, what you're going to say, how you're going to do it, and unleash it in around September, beginning of September.
Okay. Can you see what kind of job I might... be going towards?
Let's see. Ooh. I want to say there's multiple talents here. I want to say for some reason I feel like I'm working with clothes. I don't know why with you, but I feel like I'm working with clothes. I don't know if I'm making clothes, selling clothes, sales, but don't rule that out.
He's probably seen me making about 12 costumes right now.
Oh, okay.
They've got to be done, but I've been so depressed over everything, I hadn't even got that done yet.
Yeah, multiple talent there. I wouldn't rule out making some money with that somehow. And also, when you start looking around, I'm feeling like one man, like it's a lawyer in town or a business owner. You're like working for one guy, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So keep that in mind, too.
Okay.
All right. And, and the clothing thing, it's all around you for some reason. So always keep that in mind. There's some talent there you can capitalize on.
Okay.
Let's see.
Well, I've been thinking about going back to school. Do you see that?
It's not jumping out at me. I wouldn't rule it out. Believe it or not, I'm getting rehab and houses, too, for some reason. Is this the better half? Is he a contractor or?
No, he drives a truck, but we've been looking at houses. he actually called a bank the other day about trying to see what he, you know, could get and what he approved for.
Huh.
So.
Yeah. No, and Auntie List, somebody that runs a business connected to rehab and houses or construction or something. It could be a job there, too.
Okay.
For some reason. It's jumping out at me. And the school thing, I wouldn't rule it out. I can definitely see it and feel it, but I'd rather maybe touch on that later on, too.
I was thinking about going out and taking, like, a criminal justice course.
That would work. I would combine education with making some extra money.
Right.
Yeah, do both at the same time. I'm hearing multiple talents. And the reason I can't, what I'm feeling with you right now is you're not quite sure what way to go or even where you can go. And it's going to have to unfold with you. You got several things you're going to try and experiment with, and school will be one of them.
Okay.
You know?
Well, I do have a clogger that takes from me to her dad's a contractor. That's what they do is build houses, but I don't know of any job that I'd be doing with them or anything.
Yeah, maybe in the office for the business or something, the business end. Possibly.
Okay.
I'm just trying to point you in a direction where they would point
exactly.
It realistically, you know what I mean? So,
okay.
I'll leave you with that. Let me give you some numbers, Sue. I got a 13, 7, 9, and 14.
Okay. 13,
okay,
7,
Michelle,
9,
and just know it's going to get better. It's going to pick up for you. Just by the beginning of September, you're going to see increases all the way around.
Okay.
All right.
Sure hope so.
It's definitely going to get better. Believe me.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, I can see the job and you going to work and the money increasing. So just give it until the beginning of September, then really go after it.
Okay.
Okay, and your mom sent
hello. I appreciate
hello.
It, Mike.
Okay. Your mom sent
okay.
her love to you.
Okay.
She's
yeah,
watching.
Mom, I love
you.
Her, too.
Yep. Take
right.
care of yourself.
Thank you.
All right, Michelle.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody, if you'd like to give us a ring, you can get a free reading. Call us. Michael Goger, you're in at Thoughts. Toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. That's USA. I believe Canada's on, so give it a shot. Toll-free Canada, 1-888-815-9756. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Michael. This is Nancy. How you doing?
Nancy, how you been? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, I've been sitting in the sidelines.
Sitting there listening.
Yeah.
I seen you were at the chapel at my website. Was that you?
That was me.
Nancy Sue. I knew it was.
Yep, that's me.
Yeah, I go there every day and I send you some Reiki.
Well, thank you.
For your aches and your pains. And for the others that are listening, if you'd like to, check my website out, www.michaelgoger.com. A lot of interesting things there. Fantastic patriotic tribute, a chapel, all different types of things. Right, Nancy?
Definitely.
I'm sorry. I'm a frog in my throat. Oh, that's not good when you're on radio.
No, but that's okay.
It'd be all right if I was a dancer. Not on radio. All right, Nancy. Let's see what we got for you. You heard me read.
Uh-huh.
How am I been doing? You been following the show?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah? Good.
You were just awesome. That's all I got to say.
What do you think about the guest part, the guest interviews?
That is really nice.
Think
a
it's
real
working?
Nice touch, added touch.
Good. Good. I was hoping it would mix well. It's a crossover there, so.
Oh, definitely.
You know, a few people, we really thought about it for a long time, and then we decided let's do it.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Yeah, and I have a wonderful guest on today, another reader, which will be fun.
Cool.
Georgette Isaacs. And we'll bring her out later. And Nancy, I'm with you, and I'm feeling your aches and pains.
Oh, boy. That's not fun.
No. Don't worry about it. I am feeling getting better, though. There's a definite increase. Seems like you go with the weather and the seasons, too. I'm hearing with you, and cycles are very sensitive to the weather and the humidity and different things. So it really changes with you.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, the ups and downs I'm feeling. And but I'm hearing you did time. You had a good life. You you did quite well. You're very happy, very balanced. A definite increase in strength and health and blessings for you, I'm hearing. And I almost want to say something with work, too. You're leaving work? Are you going to work? Is something changing at work for you?
Not that I know of, but I do work full-time.
Okay, you're working full-time. Okay. Any new friends there? Supervisors?
No.
Being pulled to the job for some reason.
Hmm.
Yeah, a new friend, it feels like, a new person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't know what it means, but maybe you got a new friend coming.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to turn out to be a friend. Helpful in different ways. Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Let me see, Nancy. Nothing new starting with you, huh, that you can think of?
Nope.
Okay. A little bit of a warning here to stay on top of my finances. I want to make sure everything is up and up when I sign something, especially if I got to sign anything or do anything legal or business wise. I want to make sure everything is just the way it is and the way it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't take no. I'm hearing to tell you don't take no financial risk or any bold moves financially. Not at this time, anyway.
Uh huh.
If you wanted to, when you were thinking about it, I would do it more towards. September, beginning of September.
Okay.
Wait 30 days before you took any bold moves financially or investments or signed anything major. It would be a better time, I just feel. And I'm also feeling that everything's going fine, really. I'm feeling good in the career and job and past efforts being recognized. Something you've been working on or hoping for and hoping manifests comes through and there's some blessings there for you.
Good.
I just feel like I'm hoping something, or I've been working on something. Other people like it, enjoy it, and I'm noted for it in a way. Appreciated for something. Helping someone, or I feel like I'm helping someone or doing something for somebody.
Okay.
And you may get an offer on something new, too, like a part-time job or money-making hobby or type of a thing, so stay open to that, Nancy.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting some kind of an increase. I don't know if you got a raise or a promotion come in, but I'm getting a step up, too, and finance.
Oh, that would be nice.
Feel like it could be a raise or a promotion.
Okay.
Testing and interviews going good. I don't know what this is. I feel like this, some of this is family, too, with you.
Huh. Okay.
Testing or exams? Anybody going for a big test or applying for something?
Not that I can think of.
Hmm.
Yeah, but you never know.
I'm just hearing it's going well. It's going well. And then a gathering of some kind. I believe it's a family thing. So you got that maybe coming up by within 30 or soon.
Okay.
And with you, education and art and talent and self-interest, I feel like I might get into something. I don't know, a course or a self-interest type thing. Nancy, I don't know if you've been thinking about it or wanting to, but...
Yeah, I've been looking into more healing modality courses.
Yeah, I was going to say something like yoga and tai chi, meditation, or stretching, or... Yeah, there's something there going on that I'm going to... So you might find yourself going that way.
Okay.
And it'll be good for you, I'm hearing. Good. And you're going to find out you enjoy it. And you're good at it.
That's
so
good.
Yeah. So if you're thinking of it, you're being pulled by spirit. That's what that is.
Okay.
And for some reason, an increase in spiritual matters around you, too. You're going to just kind of like thinking about it or more active spiritually.
Okay. I've been working on it.
Yeah. I can. I'm being shown this, and it's being noted, and you're going to see more of it, I believe.
Oh, cool.
So, and I hope it helps you, Nancy. I got some numbers.
Okay, I do have one question for you.
What is it?
I am looking for my mother's will, and I know it's somewhere in my house, and I cannot find it.
Interesting.
And I had a friend that tried to help me, and she said that she thinks that I'm hiding it from myself.
Interesting.
Do you see where it might be?
Well, I can tell you what I'm hearing.
Okay.
And I'm hearing father, and it may have... Now, this was your mother?
Yeah, this is my mother.
Okay, now, where's dad? Is he over, too?
Yeah, he passed first, and then my mom passed just almost a year ago.
Okay.
And I have her newest will, or, you know, I'm looking for it, and I cannot find it.
Okay. I'm hearing dad. Dad, look through dad. If you have anything that belongs to your dad, look through that.
Okay.
Okay, and they're pointing to money, so it might have been something connected to dad that was connected to his money, a bank book or a will or a coin collection or thing. When you're looking for dad, look for money in dad.
Okay.
And start there. For some reason, they're pushing this on me. And, looks like, boy. And I'm hearing radio for some reason. I don't know if you got an old radio or a microphone or a tape recorder or just some thoughts that are popping into my head.
Okay.
So you might have something like this that might have belonged to them, an old radio or a piece of furniture or something. And something with a phonograph noise, putting noise out, I'm hearing. Phonograph, with the records and tapes and this type of thing. So well, at least I gave you a few places to look anyway.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Michael.
Yeah. Okay, Nancy, and good luck with everything.
Thank you, and you have a great day.
Tell your friends about us.
Oh, I have been.
I believe it. BBS Radio.
Amen.
Make it your internet talk radio station.
Yeah.
85 shows, I think we're up to. I believe we're 85 live shows. It's growing at a rapid rate, BBS. Go there, check it out, www.bbsradio.com. Learn how to navigate it. Learn. We've got three stations, station 1, 2, and 3. My show is station 1.
Thank you.
Hi, how you doing? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello. Can I...
Welcome to the show.
You. Hello.
Hi. What's your first name?
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hello. Caller, you there? Okay, everybody. That was I think that was a prank phone call. No, I'm only kidding. A little technical difficulty. Whoever you were calling, there was a bad connection, and just keep trying. Remember, folks, you can tell when the reading's coming to an end. You know the calls are going to go through, and then hit redial. And don't get frustrated. Just do the best you can. I'm here for 2 hours. I'm going to be here every week for 2 hours, and everybody will have a chance to get through. If you'd like to know more about me, please check my website, www.michaelgoger.com. I got many sections to it. On the right is my special interest. On the left are the ones that pertain to contacting me. I have my spaces linked there. My Yahoo group is linked there. My mailing list is linked there. My message board, my guest book. And then on the other side, I got my chapel, online chapel. You can leave a prayer and a prayer request. We'll pray for the ones that are asking for it. Got a patriotic tribute there. And many, many, many other things. The radio shows. I have a guest page, too, where you can see my up-and-coming guests on my radio show a month in advance. So, caller, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, caller, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and how are you doing?
Fantastic. What's your first name?
Oksana.
Oksana?
Yes.
Okay. Where are you calling? What part of the world, Oksana?
I'm calling from California.
California? Very good. Okay. You've been listening to me read?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So I'm just going to jump into your reading if you have any questions about me or anything.
Yes, I have a question. In about 1.5 months, I'm going to have yearly evaluation at work. And I was wondering how it's going to be. Is it going to be good evaluation, so I will keep my job for the next year or even more, or there will be problems with my supervisor?
Okay, Exana, I had a little bit of a problem hearing you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Are you on a cordless or a cell phone?
Yeah, I can. I'm on a cordless. Let me get a real phone. Just 1 second.
Try switching the phone. That might be. That might.
Hello?
Help.
Is it better now?
A little bit. A little bit, Exana.
Okay.
Okay. Now you said you had a question about your job.
Yeah, I'm going to have a yearly evaluation in a month or so, and I would like to know if it's going to be a good evaluation from my supervisor. Usually we have it once a year.
Okay. Okay. I feel like it's going to be a fantastic evaluation. I feel like it's going to go well for you, and it's going to help you, even help you financially. I think maybe I'm almost feeling that after the evaluation you get something for it, like a raise or a promotion. Would that happen?
Yeah, it could be, because actually they're talking about the raise for the whole department at this moment.
Yeah, I'm getting very good feelings on your evaluations, and I'm hearing colleagues at work and things at work becoming more productive even and happier. It seems like it sets the stage for a better atmosphere at work also. And it helps people work better together for some reason. So this is the things I'm hearing for you in this situation. And I'm also hearing co-workers, partners. I don't know if you have a partner or you work with somebody closely or there's a few of you, but the working together amongst each other is increased too and becomes more productive. And Exana, I feel like there was a parting or a friendship ended with you, or did a friendship end with you, or a relationship, or?
No, not really. Actually, we had some problems and falling out with a male friend about a month ago.
Okay.
But we're still staying in contact, and I really didn't know. I didn't have a chance to talk to him for about a month.
Okay. Well, I'm just being told that there was a parting of some kind between you and another person, and that may blow over and come back together. So I just want to throw that in. You know, just remember me saying it.
So
and I'm also
that
feeling that you're going into a cycle of choices where you're going to be preoccupied with making decisions on how to handle several different things. So I feel like I'm in a very active cycle. And it could be something at work, even, or two people. Like maybe you met somebody new, and then it was somebody from the past, and now you got to decide which way you want to go. So I feel like you're going to be dealing with these things.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember me saying it. Choice of the twos, choice of the twos. You might even get a couple of offers in the career or the job realm. So, and it might be within where you're working. I'm not saying a different job. It might be in the place you're in, but something's changing or expanding, and it's like I'm offered to be a part of it. So I have to think about it, make a decision. I'll be dealing with this.
Let me ask you, going back to that partnership, actually I had problems with my permanent partner, I would say, at this point. I really don't know if he's faithful to me or not, so we had a disagreement. And I had a problem with a long-term friend. He is a male also. So which one you feel that friendship is ending or partnership is ending? Or
I'm having a hard time hearing you, Alexander. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Is it better now?
A little bit better.
Yeah. Actually, I have some disagreement with a male friend about a month ago, and I have problem with a current partner also.
Right.
He's a male. So which one do you think we may break up? Or
I believe it's, I was told both. In the beginning, it was colleagues at work and partners at work in a situation that was being made better and healed, and also with a friendship that there was a parting of ways, showing signs of reconnecting and communicating and some healings there. So I believe it's going to be in both departments. Okay.
I can hardly hear you now. Also, okay.
What's that?
Could you say it again? I have a problem.
Problem
with partner also,
right.
The male. So, which one do you think we may break up? Or
I believe I was told both. In the beginning, it was. I'm beginning to bleed over, Don. Can you hear me?
I have a problem hearing you. I'm so sorry. I didn't hear what you said. Hello.
Exandra, there's a lot of interference. I'm going to let you go, but look for changes and improvements on both ends, personal and business, with colleagues and partners.
Oh, okay? Thank you very much, Michael.
Okay, Exandra, thank you, and tell your friends about it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, everyone. Seems to be a little, must be the full moon. That's what it is. It's the full moon. It's quite a moon, too. Okay, everyone. If you'd like to know more about me, www.michaelgogut.com. It's you're listening to your inner thoughts here at BBS Radio. And I'm doing nonstop free psychic readings for the listening audience. If there's another call, I'll go right to it. If not, I'll talk about my guest coming out, Georgette Isaacs. She'll be coming up soon. And we're going to continue the readings, but there'll be two of us reading, and that gives me a break. I would really like to direct everybody back to the BBS Radio homepage. Please go there, bookmark it, learn how to navigate it. It'll help you stay on top of what's going on here at BBS Radio.
Hi, Michael.
Carla, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What part of the world are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
From Canada? What's your first name?
I'm Gedge, G-A-J, Gedge.
Jed?
Yeah.
Okay, Jed. You've been listening to me read, and I'll just jump into your reading.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Jed, I feel like I've been going through some upsets in my life right now, or I just went through one, or I'm going through it now. It's I feel like I was like maybe disappointed, or there was some like a friend turned on me, or did something behind my back. I feel like it's developing, and I need to keep an eye on it. Did you just get into a dispute of some kind, Jed?
Yeah.
What's that?
Right now I'm facing many difficulties.
I'm having a problem hearing.
Hello.
Jed.
Yeah, right now I'm in Canada.
Okay. You said you were having a problem with disability or something?
No, I'm having the problem with getting a job all year.
Okay, so you're dealing with unemployment.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I see. Okay. Did you just recently lose a job?
Pardon?
Did you just recently lose a job?
Yes, right.
Okay. All right, let me see. I don't believe you'll be out of work long, Jed. I'm getting the loss. It's really getting to you. It's taking its toll on you. You're going to need to try to channel the stress from unemployment and looking for work a little more positively or constructively, because I feel like it's going to weigh you down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So try to take it easy on yourself, I'm hearing spirits say. Take it easy on yourself.
Okay.
It's like you're too hard on yourself because of it. And it's going to pass. All things pass, and this will pass, and it's going to get better. I feel you're working by within 30 days. We're getting an offer anyway.
Okay.
I want to. I really want to take care of myself and baby myself. Don't let it weigh you down too much.
Yeah, I got a baby girl recently, on 25th.
Say that again, Jeff.
Yeah, I got a baby girl recently on 25th. Right. Hello.
Yep. I'm just having a little bit of a problem hearing you, Jen.
I got a baby girl recently on 25th of July.
Oh, you just had a baby girl?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Mike.
Beautiful. How do you like it?
Yeah, good.
Good. You're going to be working, Jen, by probably the beginning of September.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I'm hearing this cycle you're in is ending. It's ending within 30. It's going to be more than you were making, too.
Okay.
It's going to be like a blessing, more than you were making, I'm hearing, almost like a promotion, a step up. I feel like somebody is, there's a change. Wherever, do you have resumes out and applications?
Yeah, all over, yes.
Okay, well, there's a change going on. Some place where you applied is an expansion or a change of some kind, and you're going to get caught up in it, and they're going to offer you something. So it'll be like a new beginning for you. So just be confident and relax. Enjoy your new baby, and
yeah,
just
thanks.
Know that you're going something you have out there is going to come and call you in. So it's already in the process, I'm hearing.
I got one more question, if you don't mind.
What's that?
What do you think, like, will I be able to settle in Canada or will I have to go back? Like, I'm from India, in fact.
Okay, you're from India and you're wondering if you'd be able to stay in Canada?
Yes, I'm last for the 17 months I'm in Canada looking out for the job, right? I'm not able to settle, I don't know. I'm a little confused, in fact.
Okay, well, I hope I hear the question right.
Yeah.
From what I'm feeling and hearing, you're in Canada, or you're from India, and you're wondering if you'd be able to stay.
Yes, right. You're absolutely right.
boy. Let me see. You know, I almost want to say yeah. I almost want to say yes. It's like something comes through at the last minute for me. Yeah, like I get a lucky break of some kind, or somebody gives me a shot or a chance. I'm in the right place at the right time. I'm leaning towards yes, Jen.
Hello. Yeah.
When will you find out, Jen?
Find out about what?
Whether you can stay or not.
Hello.
Hi. Oh boy, it's the moon. I know it is.
Yep, Jen. I'm listening. Please go ahead.
Okay, I was just wondering when will you know by whether or not you can stay or not. I'm feeling like September in the fall.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that should make sense.
Okay.
By the way, I started with a new business, like.
You have a new business?
Yeah, I just started. Like, I'm just. How do you think I'll do in that?
I believe it'll go well. I believe it'll go well for you.
Thanks a lot,
Jed. But be prepared for up and down with it. I mean, I'm being shown America around. It's going to be up and down for a while until you get established, I'm hearing.
Okay.
But it seems like you're going to do fine with it, really. I feel like I'm getting help with it. And I'm feeling like other people may help me with it, too. Connections connected to it. So I feel like I would do well in business with it.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like you do well, Jen.
Thank you.
Okay, bud?
Yeah.
Okay, you take care. Good luck
yeah.
with everything.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks,
and just
Michael.
Know by, say, the beginning of September, you should be hearing about a job or being contacted. That's when things are going to get much better for you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Jed, take care.
Yeah, take care. Bye.
Alrighty. Okay, everybody. You're in a thoughts, Michael Goger. I'd like to announce that I do have a donation button on my bio page at BBS Radio. At the top of the page, under the banner, if you would like to help me keep going, things are getting tight and it's getting tougher to do what I'm doing and keep it going. So if you would ever like to reach out and donate a little bit to help keep going, by all means, the button's there. It's hooked to my PayPal. It's deeply appreciated. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hey, Michael.
Christiana.
Hi. Am I speaking loud enough?
You're perfect.
Oh, good.
That's
oh, good.
That's what's so confusing. Are you screaming in the phone?
No, no. I think maybe we all, when we call in, we need to be aware of where our mouthpiece is and, you know, to speak very, just speak loudly, that's all.
And I, and use a wired phone. No cell phone and no cordless because it interferes also.
You know, actually, I am on a cordless.
You sound great.
Yeah, I think we just need to be conscious of where the speaker is when we're talking to you.
That, yeah, and then I think maybe location, we're global, it's internet.
Yeah.
You know, I got a headset, so there's a lot of things in play here. I'm going to be looking into a better phone myself where...
coming in loud and clear.
I sound good.
Oh, you sound perfect.
Good. That's what everybody says. I have people listening just purposely for that fact, and I keep getting a green flag. You sound great. Everything sounds good. So, and it could be the moon. It's the full moon.
Yeah.
Beautiful full moon.
Yeah.
I don't like reading in a full moon, but I can do it. I don't mind doing it, but it's different.
Yeah.
The energy does affect you differently.
I think so.
Yeah. So you just stopping in to say hi?
Well, I had a question, dear. I wanted to know what you were picking up for me in regarding how I earn my living. And do you see that picking up for me? Because it's been... I mean,
yep.
You know about the changes that have gone on in that entity, and I'm wondering if I just work harder, is that going to pick up for me?
Well, seeing that we're so connected, I'm just going to give you a burst of spirit speaks.
Okay.
And I'm hearing what it is now, it's not going to stay, it's not going to continue, it's going to change, it's going to be a complete flip-flop.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the answer to the work. I feel like it's going to be a definite increase.
Oh, thank you, God.
And it's going to expand. And you're also changing in other ways. There's many things you have out there that are going to come back in a positive way and affect you in different ways. The way you feel and the way you think and the way you live and maybe even where you live. So I wouldn't be afraid to throw that in either.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm in a cycle of purging. I feel like I'm working on negative thoughts. I'm working on energy. I'm working on centering and focusing. I'm going to notice myself doing more of this and thinking about more of it. And there's going to be spirit. I hear it saying, see everything as a challenge and a blessing, not a misfortune.
Okay.
And even if it stinks at the moment, see it as a blessing.
Okay.
And that's the secret. That's the secret. Everything is a challenge and a lesson. And you need to hear that for some reason and maybe reaffirm it once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
It would help you center yourself. And also, something about friendships here. I seem to worry about my friendships and my relationships, too. A little bit of a...
Yeah.
Concern on them, if they're going to last or if they're going to continue. And I don't think it's available right now. I think you're in a in a realm where it could float along for a while and be kind of slow. And so I wouldn't put too much into relationships at this point. I don't think anything one way or another with it, really.
Okay.
Until the change takes effect. I think career and money and where you belong in the universe is kind of preoccupying you right now.
Yes.
And it's going to continue probably for like another 30. So that's what I would stay in and work with. And the purging I keep hearing, like I'm just getting rid of negativity and things that are worrying me. I realize they don't worry me and I just get rid of it. And I'm going into the fall with a real good cleaning house and more focused on where I'm headed. And answers coming through on different things that I initiated and set in motion. I'm seeing signs of it and replies and responses around September. Give it 30 days to play out.
Okay.
And then just a total change, really, an increase from what it is now. Right now it's a little slow and stuck in the sand, and that's telling me that 30 days from now it's going to be active and exciting. So, and I think that's what you need to hear.
Okay. So if I put in, like, almost 24/7, I would imagine, in my work, am I going to be able to meet at least my basic living expenses?
Wow, you want a lot.
Just my basic living expenses?
I'm only kidding you. I feel that if you just keep doing what you're doing and give an honest effort to it, that the resources will be at your doorstep.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
And it's up to you to open up the door and reach out and grab it.
The honest effort is...
if you flop and you fail, it's on you.
Okay.
The resources, the work, the business, the connections, the activity and energy will be there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Which is important.
Yeah.
And that's what you want to know.
Yeah.
Is things going to pick up and change? And then they will. They will. Relationship-wise, it's a little stormy. I don't want to go there because I don't want to get too deep. But I'm feeling it's okay for now. So and run with that. That's more than some have.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to feed into too many different relationship issues. I just want to just experience them and let them be.
Okay.
Don't force it or smother it or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So relationship, you just let that unfold the way it's going and do the best you can with it. Because right now you're preoccupied with finances.
Yeah.
And career and what you're going to do and how you're going to do it and when you're going to do it. That seems to be surrounding you now.
Yes.
So, and I believe within 30, the answers and the past will be shown to you.
Right on.
That's how it's going to go.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Yep. No problem, Christiana. You're going to be a host with me someday.
Oh, yes. I will... very
I want
much.
To hear you read. I want to do some readings with you.
Yeah, I will very much enjoy that. And all of us just need to be aware when we call you, we have to be close to our speaker.
And just listen to the readers, you know. Every reader is different.
Yeah.
You know, and just listen to what's being said. And on my show, most of my guests will be readers. So there is a spot for you coming up when you're ready.
Thank you. Well, no, what I was referring to just now was that when we call in to you, if we as callers make sure that we're speaking into the speaker, and then there, I really believe there's not going to be a problem in you being able to hear the caller.
Yes. You even talk to me like you're yelling at me.
Yeah.
Make me work for my money.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Michael. Bless you, sweetie.
You too, Christiana. Thank you. Blessings.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, it's going for two. I believe I'm going to take a break and bring my guest in and continue the readings. If Don is hearing me, he'll...
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream...
information and knowledge, bringing humanity closer to truth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. We just took a little break, and I'm bringing back my guest, wonderful lady and psychic, Georgette Isaac. She's a friend, and I've been following her unfold as a reader and a psychic, and thought it would be a wonderful show. Georgette, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, doing great. How you doing, partner?
Doing great. Here we are, just like we planned.
Yeah, finally here.
Yeah, before I was on radio, I said I was going to have you on my radio show, before I even had a radio show. And here we are. You have a room open in Pal Talk now, I believe, right?
Yep, it's called Angels Relieve.
Angels Room?
Angels Relieve.
Angels Relieve. Very good. And they're listening to the show in there. Anybody in Pal Talk listening, go on in and... Angel and her friends are in that room listening to the show. And Angel, psychic, the word psychic. You sure you want to be a psychic reader?
Yes, I really do. But you're awful low, Mike.
How is that? Is that any better?
A little bit better.
A little bit?
Yeah.
I believe it's broadcasting okay. It might be your phone. Is your speaker up?
Yeah, I turned my speaker up.
Yeah. Maybe are you by this? I wonder if it's a computer doing it. I believe it's okay on the broadcasting end.
It's perfect on the broadcast.
Yeah. All right. It's just with you then.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You all right with it?
Oh yeah, I can hear.
Yeah. Okay. Angel, I wanted to do a show on psychics. Period. What it's like to be a psychic and. To go from being a psychic to a reader and touch on what it's like to be a actually working psychic reader. Now, you were pulled to it all your life, I believe, right?
Yeah, my whole entire life. When I was a kid, I saw things, I heard things, but I never connected what they were until a few years ago.
Okay. And it started to come together as you were aging. You were
well, you didn't have to go that far.
Well, as you were as you were maturing. As you were maturing.
Yeah, okay, I can deal with that one.
Oh, it's the moon, ain't it? It's the moon. It's a wacky moon.
Yup.
Yep. Let me get out your angel shop. You have also a connection to angels. You do angel readings, right?
Yes, I do angel readings. I do tarot readings, psychic, and healing.
Okay. And you also have an online shop where you have angel paraphernalia and souvenirs and different types of things like this, right? Gifts?
Yeah, I have a lot of spiritual things in there, angel-related. There's something in the shop for everyone. It's at www.cafepress.com/angelstreasures.
Right. And if they would like to contact you for a reading, how would they get a hold of you?
Yeah, you could contact me either through PalTalk or MySpace or at my Yahoo email, which is angelbaby2298@yahoo. You could also catch me at ourspiritualconnection.com. I'm a reader with them.
Yep, that's good. I'm glad you mentioned that. Spiritualconnections.com. You're available there. That's a new site started up, and a lot of the readers are PalTalk based. So you'll also meet, when you're in PalTalk in the metaphysical realm, you'll bump into the readers that work for that site, or you'll hear about it, right? And,
exactly.
Right, and you're enjoying yourself with that, too.
Oh, I'm having a grand time with our spiritual connections.
Okay.
The readers over there are fantastic.
Oh, the other day I was in a chat room and two of them came to me and they read me Prism and MZ. I mean, they blew me away. They rocked my world. It was intense and great group of readers and people over there at the spiritual connection. Georgette, I remember when we were just in chat and we were just doing it for fun and a hobby. And did you ever think it would come to what it is now, the metaphysical realm in chat? Are you noticing what I'm noticing? I mean, it's like an explosion. It's just expanding.
Actually, I never believed that I would ever be where I am today.
Yeah.
And then I just opened up.
Yes, that's how it feels like, and I'm watching it happen with other people, too. And, I mean, if you just Google psychic, I mean, there's like a million links, and it's just like, I wonder if anybody else is noticing it. I mean, it's real. Since I came on 2 years ago, there's been doubled. The sites and the readers and the people that are getting into it and the directions they're going in, it's a massive field with the healings and the crystals and the different directions that you can take it in, Reiki and dream interpretation. So I'm glad I'm a part of it. It's a big part of my life, and I love every minute of it. And the people that I meet, people like you and the others, it enhances my life. And I'm meeting people all around the world because of it. So it's been a blessing to me anyway, coming out of the closet. And I guess going professional, you would call it. When you go from psychic to psychic reader, you're going professional, and it becomes a different type of energy and realm. You go from hobby to trying to run a business or open a business or make money with it or make a living at it, and it takes on a different type of energy, and it's exciting. It really is. Georgette, you ready to read with us today?
Sure. Anytime you're ready, Mike.
Have we left anything out with your website? You want to say your website again so they know how they can get a hold of you, or at least check you out anyway? Go to your website and bookmark it and